It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. This is Radio Thrift Shop, and I'm DJ Frederick. This is where we get physical, and we talk about records, tapes, CDs, reel-to-reels, and we weave through the forgotten side of the last century of recorded music. Happy Record Store Day, everybody. A lot of cool releases out there. I hope you went out and supported your local record store, because they are a vanishing breed, and we don't want them to go extinct. Of course, while you're out traveling to your local record store, if you're not using public transportation or walking or using your bike, you're going to have to drive. And when you drive, you're going to be paying about $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline. So here's a song that was released way back in 1972. And it's just as real and relevant today.
Listen here, man.
Sure, pure, humble, famous, this gas, regular, high. Could you check the oil? There you go. You've gone and done it again, my friend. You pushed her too far out in the cold. Now she's gone. But it doesn't have to be that way. Oh no, it doesn't have to be that way. The love you give comes back to you. You can never throw it away. Can't you see? She gives you everything her heart can give. But you don't give back, you hold it all inside. And it doesn't have to be that way, oh no. It doesn't have to be that way. The love you give comes back to you. You can never throw it away. You were so much in love when you first got together. I can't understand. What happened to those feelings? What happened to your plans? You were so much in love, you can't deny it. I saw it in your eyes. What happened to that laughter? It's hard to believe it died. Never throw it away. Never throw it away.
A privately pressed album by Gordon Gray that was released in 1982, entitled Gray Matter. We heard It Doesn't Have to Be That Way and Remember Those Years. Kind of out there, but I thought this afternoon might be a good time to go out there, and and I'll definitely play more tracks from this in the not-too-distant future, so you've been warned. By the way, I want to thank you for tuning in and thank you for listening. Folks are listening out there on WSCS 90.9 in New London. I hope you have your radio on. I also want to say hello to folks at Radio Free Kansas who are listening on Radio Free Kansas. Troubadour 1700, great low-power AM station at 1700 kilohertz. And of course, the wonderful Global Voice at www.globalvoice.info. Well, I have a thrift store find of the week. Yes. And it's a strange one. This is an album that was released in 1976. It's called Good Friends Are for Keeps, America Sings of Telephones. It was apparently released on the 100th anniversary of the invention of the telephone. Coordinated, I believe, by Max Morath, or at least with his involvement, his heavy involvement. Max Morath, of course, was born in 1926. He's a well-known ragtime pianist, composer. He's also an actor and an author. And this was a sealed album when I picked it up. Wow. So we're just going to dive into this. Hang on. Songs About Phones.
Pennsylvania 65000.
Myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. As I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him, or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him, or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God, it must be him.
Just call me, tell me and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me, tell me and I'll be around. If you let me, I will always stay by you. You gotta trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together.
this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around.
Yeah, there you have it. The thrift shop find of the week. Good friends are for keeps. America sings of telephones. That was Petulia Clark with Call Me. Before that, Vicky Carr with a deplorable song. It Must Be Him. Glenn Miller and the wonderful Pennsylvania 65000, and Dinosaur kicked it off with All Alone. And I'm threatening you, you may just play some music from the other side of this album in another edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, so beware. Okay, I have some thrift shop, well, actually some music news for you. The Beatles' classic 1968 animated feature film Yellow Submarine has been digitally restored for DVD and Blu-ray release on May 28th. And that will be actually May 29th in North America. The film's soundtrack album will be released on CD on the same day. It's currently out of print, and the film has been restored in 4K digital resolution, all done by hand, frame by frame. And Art Arnold Jenkins, a member of the Sun Ra Orchestra for 36 years, left the planet on April 12th, a mere 5 days before his 79th birthday. He was a vocalist, lyricist, composer, poet, percussionist, and a deeply valued and respected member of the Sun Ra Orchestra. Art's vocals ranged from the classic big band variety to the avant-garde outer space offerings that he did using a space megaphone, which Art referred to as his secret weapon. Art Jenkins first joined the Sun Ra Orchestra in 1960, and he recorded on more than 7 releases through 1971. I'd also like to have a brief moment of radio silence for others that we've lost in April, including Mike Wallace, Dick Clark, Levon Helm, and Barnabas Collins himself, Jonathan Frid. So here's a moment of radio silence to remember those we have lost in April. In the spirit of the telephone album, I'm going to play a couple more kind of novelty tunes. Let's start off with Ella Fitzgerald.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to earth one day. Looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and said, let's fly away. They took a look at a Western movie, somebody heard them say, if a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are, we'd better fly away. Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said this planet is an awful menace, let's go back to where we came from. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Said it's too peculiar here, headed for the stratosphere, and quickly flew away.
Now they took a look in Ebbets Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game.
Hey!
Heard all the screaming, said we must be dreaming, 'cause this planet is insane.
During their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, 'cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show, and said, let's fly away. They got their fill of commercial jingles, and they were heard to say, all the people seem to be living in a nursery, we'd better fly away. Traveled all around, and once they'd seen us, said, let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus.
Goodness, what a place to live in.
Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare,
saw the hats the women wear,
and quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.
Little man in a flying saucer. Little man in a flying saucer.
Here's Charlie Adams and Hey Liberace.
Hey Liberace, I like know where you got that smile. Hey, Liberace, you must have a winning style. Since you have been on TV, my wife don't speak to me. In her dreams, it's Liberace. Oh, what you've done to me. Certain thing, my mother-in-law comes by to watch you on our TV set, but that was 30 weeks ago and she ain't left here yet. Pearly teeth and your curly hair, you sure do get around. Hey, Liberace, where'd you get those dreamy eyes? Hey, Liberace, Liberace, all the girls you hypnotized. An old maid saw you on the street, she yelled and said to me, I'd surely give the world if I could be with Liberace.
That was Hey Liberace. I don't think that was him playing the piano on it, though. Charlie Adams on the Imperial record label.
This is the Mother Earth News.
Here are some useful tips on everything from making plant hangers from old logs to cleaning silver to getting rust off darn near anything. Now, Mother's Lore can help you whether you're at home or on the homestead, and if you have a friend or neighbor, pass the tips on to them. Spread the word. After all, what are friends for? Now, if you've been wondering what you could possibly do with large old logs just sitting rotten on your timberland, well, it turns out you could be making something useful, even decorative. In fact of the matter is, this might be a new bootstrap business for somebody. Just take those hollowed-out logs and saw them into sections about 6 inches or so long, then cover the bottom end with a board and cut it to the shape of the log. Whip up a handmade macrame hanger, and before you know it, you've got a natural-looking and natural-acting planter you can use in your home or office. Now, while this idea comes from Alaska, who's to say it wouldn't work in Florida just as well? If you're looking to hang an extra closet rod but don't want to go to the expense of store-bought equipment, just nail 2 cannon lids to the wall and slip your dowel rod in between them. This sure enough works as well as anything you can buy, and it's a darn sight cheaper. Now, with more and more folks getting uses for 55-gallon drums, there comes the problem of moving them from place to place without hurting yourself, the drum or what's inside. And to help with this problem, a lady in San Ysidro, New Mexico, has come up with a surefire system for unloading 55-gallon drums even by yourself. Seems she just backs her pickup till it's centered, tailgate-wise, by a couple of old tires, then just rolls the drum to the end of the tailgate and plops it onto the tires for a nice, soft landing. You do have to watch it so you unload with a barrel landing square in the middle of the tires, but it beats other ways of trying to fool around with those big cylinders. Now, if you've been left some silver by your family, we all know it's darn expensive to buy nowadays. You're probably aware of the problems you could have when it comes time to clean the stuff. And a lady from Squaw Lake, Minnesota says just put the knives, forks, and spoons in a container and completely cover them with sour milk. After 8 to 10 hours of being in the stuff, pour the milk off, rinse the silverware in cold water, rinse it again in hot water, and wipe the pieces dry. You're going to be surprised at how whistling clean and sparkling they are. If you're faced with a few badly rusted things, or if you've been out scrounging and found a couple of household tools that are badly rusted but you think there's some life in them yet, why, just try this trick for getting the rust loosened up. It's from a lady in Mill Valley, California. Take some white wine vinegar, the cheapest kind, and soak the stuff in a glass or plastic container. After the rust has bubbled away, just rinse. There's a lot more to the Mother Earth news, and you'll find it all in Mother's Magazine, a magazine that's just packed with ideas on alternate energy sources, low-cost construction, holistic gardening, doing more with less, and on, a magazine. And it, too, is called the Mother Earth News. It's on your newsstands now, and you'll find a brand new issue there every other month, completely filled with straightforward information on how to make your life a lot more rewarding. Pick up a copy today.
And now, the Aircheck Factory presents the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Flash Frisbone, the most transient radio personality in the universe. The jock who's been fired so many times he never unpacks his suitcase. Flash Frisbone, who with the amazing power to change formats in the middle of an ARB sweep, travels from one station to another in a never-ending search for cumes, justice, and an occasional free lunch. You'll remember, in our last Thrill-A-Minute episode, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, was on his way to stick his fingers in the transmitter of Yap Radio, Keokuk's talk station, to commit suicide after being fired for the second time when he lost his cool on the air, again, after saying all kinds of unkind things about the population of Keokuk and the station management. As we join this month's adventure, Flash is walking down the hall with determination on putting an end to his career. Let's listen.
I can't stand this anymore. I'm going to just do it in. I'm going to stick my fingers in a transmitter, and that's going to be that.
But Flash's train of suicidal thoughts is interrupted as he notices Scotch taped to the station's bulletin board an ad clipped from radio and records.
You know oldies. If you can handle an oldies format, we need you. Right to box B22, radio and records. Hot dog, I got another job, old boy. I'm going to get this one. There's nothing stopping me.
We now journey to the studios and offices of WESE 780 in Retirement Village, Florida. Flash is speaking with the general manager, Octogenarian. And it looks like our hero has landed another gig.
Since you're the only applicant, I guess you're hired.
Yeah?
Well, we were honestly looking for someone with a bit more mature voice to replace Harry, God rest him. But as long as you don't talk, you'll do.
You mean I can't say nothing?
Well, not for now, anyway. But, well, if you're with us as long as Harry was, your voice would probably mature, no doubt. Good old Harry. He did morning since 23. Now, listen, Frisboo, do you understand what we're all about here?
Oh, yeah, the ad said oldies, and I mean, I'm really into oldies. I love oldies. Oldies is my favorite.
Ah, yeah, that's right, Frisboo.
Frisboo.
Whatever. Music of today is rubbish. It's the old stuff that reaches the WESE listener.
Yeah, well, just what are your demographics anyway?
Adults. Adults, of course. Yeah. Adults. 85 plus.
85 what?
85 years of age, of course.
Huh?
Yeah. When those big programmers came in from Chicago, I was a little nervous. I thought they'd change our format, but, well, considering the median age here in Retirement City, and the fact that we've been doing the same thing since 1922, well, they didn't change a thing. Oh, they gave us one of those newfangled station slogans. WESE 780 is now called Edison 78. And we have jingles, too, but, well, them's the only changes in 59 years. Except old Harry's gone. Old Harry. Gosh, I miss old Harry.
Yeah, well, Mr. Genarian, when you say oldies, just how old do you mean? You know, like Fats Domino?
Fats who?
Sinatra?
Who?
Rudy Valley?
That punk!
Never. Matt Whiteman.
Noise. Listen, Flush.
Flash.
Whatever. We were into nostalgia in 23. Nothing modern ever hits these airwaves. We're out to deliver those 85-plus demographics. Now, listen. Are you with us?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, there aren't any other radio stations around here, are there?
Well, let's see. There used to be a Spark Gap ship-to-shore station, but I think they folded.
Well, looks like I'm your boy.
Good. Listen, you'll start tomorrow. You'll be doing mid-mornings, just like old Harry.
Oh, boy, mid-morning's my favorite shift.
Yeah, well, Victor, wind up our sign-on man. He'll show you the ropes, and then you'll take over at 10 a.m.
Oh, boy, great, wonderful. Listen, I'd be ready and work. Boy, that's going to be great. I just can't wait.
Well, does this mean Floating Flash Frisbone finally has a job? Will he be able to adjust to not being able to talk on the air? Will he be able to slip cue shellac discs a quarter of an inch thick? And what about Elma Gluck? Don't miss next month's thrill-a-minute episode of Floating Flash Frisbone Radio Ace!
Indeed. Don't miss another episode of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Okay, one last track, more or less, for the show. It is by The Farm Band, which was created on the farm, which is a commune in Tennessee. Stephen Gaskin is the organizer and probably their elder at this point. Hundreds of people moved to the farm in Tennessee in the 1960s, and they've been living there ever since, practicing community, working on the land, and perfecting various crafts and services. A lot of them are in the medical field. Back in the 1970s, they used to be in the publishing field. And there are a lot of well-known midwives in the area who are part of the farm, or were part of the farm at one point. At any rate, they recorded a number of albums But my favorite was recorded in 1972. And we're going to hear a tune called Being Here With You.
Every part there is a glow.
the Farm Band, Being Here With You. I just love these very simple yet very poetic songs. The lyrics to that song are, from heart to heart, I feel it flowing. In every part, there is a glow. From the start, your light was showing. Such a spark is bound to grow. Being here with you, no other place I'd rather be. Being here with you makes me happy. Let me feel free being here with you, sharing a life under the sun. That's going to wrap up the thrift shop for today. We're going to cruise out listening to Tino Contreras. Wishing you much peace and much joy.